Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. There was clearly a lot of boasting going on amongst the Galatians. There were those who boasted of the fact that they continued to keep the Jewish law. They continued to practice circumcision and to stand by the Old Testament law. They were convinced that they were doing extremely well and looked down their noses at Paul, who was firmly opposed to circumcision for Christians and who spoke constantly about the inadequacies of the law. Paul was keen to do his own boasting, but that was focused entirely upon the cross of Christ. For him, what Christ had done on the cross was all important. Through the cross, he had found true freedom and a wonderful new life. I wonder when you last boasted. You were so proud of something that had happened in your life or in someone close to you that you just couldn't wait for the opportunity to tell other people about it. I visited a couple yesterday, and they couldn't wait to tell me about their grandson and his progress. He's 2 years old and extremely bright, and they were thrilled to tell me all about his recent exploits. It was delightful, and I was happy to hear all about it. Boasting is a natural activity when we're thrilled about something, and that describes Paul perfectly. He was so thrilled about the new life he'd found in Christ that he was eager for everyone to hear about it. Boasting is encouraged in many parts of the Bible. In Jeremiah, we hear God saying, "But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they know me and understand that I am the Lord who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth." In Psalm 34, King David proclaimed, "I will boast only in the Lord." Boasting of how wonderful we are and of our great achievements is always foolish, but boasting of the Lord is always a blessing. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for all that you've done for us. Help us to become increasingly proud of all that you have done. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.